There are lots of land management practices that can reduce or mitigate the impacts of habitat fragmentation. Working to maintain a more heterogeneous landscape, one with a mix of land uses, will help species that respond differently to matrix conditions. So rather than convert the entire planet to a homogeneous expanse of corn or pasture, maintaining a mix of land uses, and especially those that incorporate trees or other natural vegetation, can help reduce the negative impacts of habitat loss. Fostering connectivity on the landscape by retaining riparian corridors or planting hedges or trees along fence lines will reduce isolation of habitat patches and help animals to move on the landscape with lower risk. It's especially important to maintain connections between larger habitat patches that may harbor bigger source populations and smaller patches where animals are less able to multiply. Connect those together and you get more resilience in the landscape. Lastly, fragmentation can be reduced if we offer incentives to more people to protect their forest and other habitats on their private lands. And we also need to conserve our large parks, although large parks will not be enough to save the biodiversity of the planet. However, only large parks can protect large mammals and predators. Particularly in a world facing climate change, we need to retain habitat patches within the vast privately held areas between those parks.